I'd like to say it's good to be back here tonight in the house of the Lord. Thankful for another opportunity the Lord's given me to try to stand for Him, you know. As I feel so unworthy, as disobedient as I am, disobedient dirt. But I'm thankful, you know, he still works on me. I'm thankful that to see all of you back here tonight. And, you know, I just encourage you. I encourage you strongly just to follow the presence of the Lord. Follow the Lord. Whatever He puts upon your heart, don't hesitate to do it. Because that's what it's going to take. It's going to take the power of God. And it's not just coming from the preachers preaching. It takes, you know, and it may not even be you saying anything to somebody. Just follow God, whatever it is, to put upon your heart. Whether it's a smile or just look at somebody, the power can come through anything. The day I got saved on December 24th, 2006, and the preacher preached for maybe an hour, and I remember maybe one sentence of it. He said he'd never felt the presence of the Lord so much in his life, and that bothered me because he'd been preaching for nearly 50 years. He said, that kind of stuff, it kind of hit me, it hit me. So I was sitting in the back, you know, wasn't going to go again, but he said that, and when he said that, I didn't know that I was going to die that night, but I knew that was the last opportunity I'd ever had. When he said that, I went up the altar, which you don't have to go to the altar. You just make an altar in your heart. But anyway, I went up there, and I don't have a clue what I said. I don't know if I said anything, but I know where my heart was at. I was broken. I was broken. Come back to myself. And there was a period of time that I can't account for. I come back to myself, and all I could feel was peace. I didn't necessarily see no huge lights, but I come up and everything, it was like I was so light and everything was just a lot brighter to me, you see. I'm thankful. I'm thankful the Lord still works on me. I just encourage you all to follow the Lord tonight, regardless what it might be. You know, if He leads you to join the church, yeah, just follow Him. Step out on faith and do it. You know, I'm thankful the Lord led me here. You know, woke me up at 3 o'clock in the morning the night that I joined. I'm thankful for the church because that's where the Lord led me. Woke me up at 3 o'clock in the morning and let me know I need to join. Nobody even asked Brother Jeff. I had to tell him that the Lord led me to join because that's what I had to do. Just follow the Lord, regardless what He puts upon your heart. Just try to step out on faith and try to do it. I hear Brother Jeff tell his testimony, and it just means something to me. When he said he got up and he was walking back toward the back of the church, and he looked at the double doors, and he looked at the sister, and the concern that he seen on her face, you see, she didn't have to say a word. You follow the Lord, you don't have to say a word. Do whatever He puts upon your heart. Thankful for the opportunity to be here today. You know, I got some stuff on my heart. It's just kind of come to me when I was talking, when, you know, the doors of the church been open several times. Thankful for the two that stepped out on faith and follow the Lord. But, you know, the doors have been open a couple times since then. If the Lord leads you to do it, just go ahead and do it. You know, you may think, you know, similar to myself, you may think that you've been out in the old world a little bit too long. You may think you're undeserving, but over here in Romans, we're going to read that for you. I lost my spot. I'm just going to read two verses. This ain't really what I thought was on my heart, but it come to me, so I got to give it to you. Romans 8, 37 and 38 says, "Nay, in all things we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor powers nor things present nor things to come nor height nor depth nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." You know, that means something to me, you know, as disobedient as I am and as straight as far as I've gone, you know, the love of God's never left me. You know, every time I've got down and I've tried to repent for the things that I've mistaken, you know, that love's still always been there. So if the Lord leads you to join a church, whatever it might be tonight, just know that He still loves you. He saved you. You know, if you're here tonight and you're lost, you know, I'm also thankful that you've made it back. That mercy's been extended just a little while longer, you see. You see, maybe, you know, the Lord was dealing with you last night or this morning, or maybe He deals with you tonight, but I just encourage you, if that heart starts to knock and that drawing power comes, just seek the Lord, you know, because that mercy may not go on too much longer. I kind of touched on what I want to read a little bit earlier in the week, but that's what's on my heart, so that's what I'm going to have to give you. We're going to read from the 25th chapter of Matthew's. That word, I told you, just kept coming back to me and coming back to me and coming back to me. That word, separation. So that's what I'm gonna try to read to you tonight. If you're here and you're lost, just try to pay attention to what I'm telling you. Not because I'm telling you, because that's what's on my heart, and what's on my heart I got to give to you. It says the 31 verse, when the Son of Man shall come with him, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he set up on the throne of glory. Then before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divided his sheep from his goats. When I hear that word shepherd, I always go back to where Jesus says, I think it's in John 10, he says it several times, I am the good shepherd. That's what it goes back to me. Just try to bear with me here for a minute. And it says, this is Jesus talking, he shall set the sheep on his right hand and the goats on his left. Then the king shall say unto them on the right hand, come ye blessed of the Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. On the right hand, the sheep, the one that's been born again. You know, that's how you're going to get there. You're going to have to be born again. It says, inherit the kingdom of God, the ones on the right hand. That's great and dandy. That's amazing. But what I want to focus here when it starts talking about the ones on the left. For I was hungry and you gave me meat. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. And I was a stranger and you took me in. Naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. And I was in prison and you came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer, saying to them, Lord, when shall we have hungered and fed thee, or thirsty and gave thee drink? When shall we thee a stranger and took thee in, or naked and clothed thee? For when saw we thee sick or in prison and come unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, verily as I say unto you, insomuch as you have done it unto one of the least of my brethren, you have done it to me. Then shall he say unto them on the left hand, depart from me, cursed, into everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. You know, I talked about the separation a little bit in Romans a second ago, how the ones that are saved can never be separated from the love of God. And it's right here, it's talking about the ones on the left, the goat, representing the ones that's never been born again. It says, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. When I hear that, you know, it really saddens me, you know, to wonder. You gotta think of the seriousness of the condition you're in. I can't make you move. I can only let you have whatever God puts up on my heart. But just understand that one day there's coming a separation after a while. You see, you know, this old world, it'll throw everything in front of you, everything you can to get in your way of trying to seek the Lord, but there's nothing worth dying and going to hell over. You see, you know, the world, they've come up with many ways, easier ways. In the third chapter of John, and Nicodemus, Jesus tells Nicodemus, you must be born again. That's how you get saved right there. You know, the world will tell you can repeat a prayer, you can be dunked in water, all these different things that amount to absolutely nothing. Your heart, it has to be a heart fix. You have to be born again to be saved. And that's the only thing that'll keep you out of everlasting fire. You know, I often think about all the many things that hell will have, the bad things, the weeping, the gnashing of teeth, you know, all those things, but I can't help to think one of the worst things there is about dying and going to hell is to be forever separated from the love of God. Eternal punishment, that's what it says. You know, initially I thought I was going to have to have to go back and read the third chapter of John when it started off. A little something different come away, so I got to give you what's put on me. We're going to just back up a little bit, and it's going to talk about the end of times right here. You know, I can't tell you when the end is because I don't know. Nobody knows what the Bible tells us. But we know that one day it's coming soon. You know, the signs of the times, you know, they're coming. You know, the COVID-19, all the things this world has threw out there, the election, we do got election coming up. That's certainly things that we need to be in prayer for. That's important to us. But, you know, you can't put your faith in either one of those individuals. You got to put your faith in God. You know, I don't know why it come to me, but I had to tell you. We're going to go to the 24th verse, the 24th chapter of Matthew, starting at the 30th verse. If you're here tonight and you're lost, I want you to truly pay attention. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. There shall be the tribes of the early morn, and there shall see the Son of Man coming in clouds of heaven with power and great glory, and shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet. And they shall be gathered together with his elect from the four winds, from one end of the heaven to the other. And now learn a parable of the fig tree. When the branch is tender and put forth leaves, you know, that summer is nigh. So likewise, when you shall see all of these things, know that it is near, even at the doors. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till the things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, and my word shall not pass. But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall the coming of Son be. For as in these days were before the flood, were eating and drinking, marrying, giving no marriage unto the day, and no one entered in the ark, and knew not, the flood came and took them all away, shall also the Son of Man be. And here's kind of where I want to touch on when I talk about that word separation. You know, one day the eastern sky will split open, the trumpet will sound in time. We don't know when that day will be. But I was trying to look at it a little bit, the deaths we have, and it's something that come to me. I looked from, in the United States, the age 0 to 18, on average, 2,125 people die a year unexpectedly. So if you're here tonight and you're lost, you may have time. I don't know that. I can't tell you that. I don't know your heart. There's also a chance there's a lot of other people, 12,125 on average, that thought they had time too. Because these deaths come unexpectedly. Just kind of keep that in the back of your head. But here's where I wanted to get with separation. Then there shall be two in the field. The one shall be taken and the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, the one shall be taken and the other left. Watch therefore, for you not know which the hour of the Lord doeth come. We're going to stop right there a minute and kind of talk about that right there. The great separation that's coming for you. You ever been separated from mama or daddy, maybe in the store or somewhere of that nature, and how scary it is? You know, my kids, I've had them run off not very far, and it's scary. It's scary knowing the separation coming. I just want to warn you, there's a separation coming one day after a while where you won't be able to go back in time and change it. You see, when you have kids and they stray and they go away, or they run off in Walmart or wherever it might be, you know, usually you're finding them. But the separation when God comes back, when time comes no more, that's something that's done. You know, you've missed it. You've missed it. You've missed all. You know, I hear people talk about salvation, and the best way I really know how to describe it is you just don't know what you're missing. You know, I hear people talk about food, and they'll tell me, you just don't know what you're missing. And that's kind of the same thought I have. If you've never been saved, never been born again, never been washed in the blood, you just don't know what you're missing. You know, I'm thankful the Lord still works on me. The last 4 days I hadn't had much sleep at all, and when I have sleep, it was but dreams about preaching. You know, You know, I had three dreams in one night that I can remember. I don't know why I need to say this, but I do. You know, one night I dreamed that I lost the scriptures that I need to read. Lost my Bible in another dream. And I can't remember exactly the last dream. I'm pretty sure the last dream everything was in Spanish, and I don't know anything about Spanish. You know, it's something that's really bothered me. You know, the burden that's on my heart really bothers me. But that's kind of where I'm going with that. You know, if you're here tonight and you're lost, and, you know, I like I said, I don't know the hearts of anybody. And that's what I kind of told Cooper last night. He told me he needed to join church. I don't want to tell his testimony or anything like that for him. And I told him, you know, I can't tell you any of that stuff. I can't tell you whether you need to or whether you don't. But I know if you've been saved and the Lord's putting it upon your heart to do it, I encourage you to do it. You know, and it was good, you know. He'd come up here once, and, you know, and he'd went back, and Brother Jeff asked Marty and them sing that last verse. It was about the fourth or fifth time they'd sung that last verse, and he'd come back up here. You know, I'm thankful. I'm thankful that he followed the Lord. That's what I'm thankful most of all. But, you know, it's not my job to tell his testimony. I thought he did a wonderful job of that with himself. But, you know, maybe you're here and not told anybody that you've been saved. If you are, you know, let the world, that's what I told him, you know, let the world know, be a light to a lost and dying world, that somebody's done something for you. There's nothing to be ashamed of with it. You know, it's something we should be telling the world. You know, I want to go back to that for just a second. And, you know, also, something else, you know, that it really blessed me. Brother Jeff, he gave one of the most powerful sermons I've ever heard, I think, other night. And Cooper, he being 7 years old, he's about over amening Brother Jeff half the time. I wouldn't say a word and he'd amen Brother Jeff. Boy, it blessed my heart, you know. You know, it makes you feel good when you see kids trying to serve and try to do what the Lord puts upon them. You know, as adults, if, you know, the Lord leads you, I think that's a good example to try to follow. You know, it is hard. I am scared to death to be able to try to stand up in front of somebody. I always have been. I remember being a little kid in first, second grade, all the way up through high school. When I knew the teacher would make us stand up in front of class, I'd always end up sick. Wouldn't come to school, I'd always end up with strep throat. It's hard to stand up in front of people. But, you know, we gotta try to follow the Lord. We never know what might come of it. Just try to follow the Lord here tonight. I ain't going to go over and read it, but it's something else that just come to me. And when it comes to me, I got to try to give it to you. Over in the sixth chapter of Revelation, you know, it talks about the stars beginning to fall and the moon turning blood and the sun becoming black as sackcloth. You know, if you're here tonight and you're lost, you look up at the moon and right now it's pretty white. But, you know, one day after a while, I don't know when it'll be. I don't know if it'll be in TJ's lifetime, but, you know, there's coming an end to all of it, you know, and certainly there'll be some separated and die and burn into hell and go to hell. You know, it was made for the devil and his angels. Wasn't made for you. Everlasting punishment. That's kind of what I want you to remember here tonight. If you're here tonight and you've been saved and you've been born again, I encourage you to follow the Lord. Whatever it is He puts upon your heart, do it, because you never know the impact it might have on somebody. It may just be as simple as looking at somebody. You know, the look of something. It may be a simple thing, like you'd never felt the presence of the Lord so much in your life. But, you know, if you're here tonight and you've been saved, it's extremely important you try to follow the Lord. Y'all continue to keep me in your prayers. I'm thankful. I'm thankful that I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. You know, that day on December 24th, you know, I was 15 years old. I could not think of a better Christmas present. When I was younger, I used to always think that, oh, Christmas was it. Christmas was it. Christmas was it. But up until I die, that'll be the best Christmas that I've ever had. You know, going down, you know, burdened and troubled set in and coming up born again. You know, you must be born again. I'm thankful for that Christmas. I can't tell you any kind of presents or gifts or anything. I can't remember because none of it mattered to me. I got the best gift that ever was that day on December 24th, 2006, when the Lord saved my soul. You know, we don't know what's to come of the revival or anything of that nature. If there's people saved, we may not know it, but we got to do our part in trying to serve and follow the Lord, whatever it is He puts upon our hearts. Regardless, we might do it. I'd like to tell the church I appreciate them. Appreciate the body, not the building. I'm thankful the Lord's gave me another opportunity to try to do what He has. I've failed in a miserable way. I've read stuff wrong. It's come out wrong. But, that's also not what's important. It's the effort we put forth to try to follow the Lord when He puts something on our heart that matters. You see, you can mess up what you say. You got to put forth an effort. If He's leading you to join the church, not everything's going to come out perfect. I get to talking so fast when the Lord's in the Spirit, I can't even control half the stuff that comes out of my mouth. That's not what's important. It's important you just follow what's on your heart. Certainly thankful that I've been born again. Certainly thankful, that if I'm one of those accidents, I'm older than 19, but if I'm one of those accidents that happen unexpectedly, I'm thankful I've got a better place to go. I'm thankful this world's not my home. I'm thankful that one day when TJ lays down this walk of life, a victory, this is nothing but a prison cell to me. When my soul departs from body, that I've won. I'm thankful for that. Thankful for all you listening to me. I believe that's what the Lord's put upon my heart tonight. I know it seems short, but I also encourage you to follow the Lord, but I also encourage you not to do anything unless the Lord puts it there. I certainly don't believe in trying to drag something on just to keep going with it. When the Lord's done, He's done. That's what's been up on my heart tonight. If you're here and you're lost, I want you to take heed of the message from the Lord. Yes, this ain't from TJ. TJ come here thought he was reading something out of the John, but you see, when the Lord takes over, I'm thankful for that. We went a totally different direction, not I. I don't like that I work because I can't even walk without Him holding my hand. Nothing TJ can do, I can promise you that. I had all intentions the last 3 days of reading the third chapter of John, but... I got to follow what the Lord puts on my heart and give it to y'all. I can't control what happens after that, but I got to try to do what the Lord puts upon my heart. If you're here tonight and you've been saved and He puts something upon your heart, you do it. Follow Him. It's hard. It is hard. But, when the Spirit takes over, everything just seems to be all right. Everything's all right. That's what the Lord's put upon my heart. Love all of you. Really do.